This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. 15 wolves from British Columbia have been released in Eagle and Pitkin counties. Also, five more from the Copper Creek Pack that was captured from Grand County for chronically killing sheep and cattle were also released there. That's 20 more wolves. Colorado Parks and Wildlife made the announcement Sunday afternoon. This is the second round of wolves brought into Colorado as part of Proposition 114, which was passed by voters by 50.9% in November of 2020. As many as 12 range riders are being hired by Colorado Parks and Wildlife to help with the wolf reintroduction program. It's in partnership with the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Here's Colorado Parks and Wildlife Deputy Director Reed DeWalt.
We'll have two riders per county in Jackson, Grand, Rout, Eagle, Garfield, Pitkin, Summit, Rio Blanco, and Moffitt counties. And so although those riders will be based primarily in the county, they will be able to move between counties.
A one-day training session is January 30th in Glenwood Springs. It's to focus on early season conflict mitigation during calving and lambing season, which typically begins in late February. A second round of training is 4 days long in April. Two men were arrested over the weekend after an incident at the Dream Island Mobile Home Park. It started with gunshots that were reported. Two men were eventually arrested, one for reckless endangerment and possession of a controlled substance, and the second man for charges including prohibited use of a weapon.
No one was injured in this incident. We believe to have all of the people involved in custody, and it was not a targeted incident.
That's Sergeant Noble with Steamboat Springs Police. A high-speed chase that started in Kremling was getting close to Steamboat Springs Friday afternoon. Route Grand and Jackson County Sheriff's Officers collaborated with Colorado State Patrol in ending the chase on Rabbit Ears Pass. The car driven by 35-year-old Alexis Lanier from Denver spun out when trying to take a corner on Rabbit Ears Pass at high rate of speed. She's now in the Grand County Jail on multiple charges with a hearing today. A new exhibit has been installed at West Lincoln Park. It's called the Yampa River from the Flat Tops to the Green River. It's a collaboration between the Tread of Pioneers Museum and Friends of the Yampa. Jayla Poppleton has been hired to be the new Resilient Water and Watersheds Director for Yampa Valley Sustainability Council. Today's Martin Luther King Day. State and federal offices are closed. Regular business hours will resume tomorrow. Colorado Mountain College has a presentation honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at 11 o'clock today in Albright Auditorium. The 50th annual Bud Light Cowboy Downhill is today. Lots of cowboys and cowgirls racing on the Stampede Run at the base. It's free to watch. And it's going to be cold, so dress up warmly. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners have a regular meeting Tuesday morning. One item being requested for approval is 16 additional security cameras for the Rout County Detention Center. The winner of the button contest for the 112th Winter Carnival is 13-year-old Louisa Crump. She's an alpine skier with Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. The buttons will be available at businesses throughout the community this Thursday. Winter Carnival is February 5th through 9th. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at SteamboatRadio.com, where the locals go for news.